Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Rough Boy from that little band in Texas, Billy, Dusty, and Frank, ZZ Top. 23 after, thanks for hanging out with me. Going to see them in concert, by the way, not too long from now. And we're having a great visit. I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I said that. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I know I didn't say that. And I haven't told you who our guest is this segment anyway. I did last segment. Ron Kincaid is with us. Ron is a new friend, but he's with a company that we know very well, J2 Global. He's senior marketing manager there. We're talking about how to use the new cloud-based telephony, voice over IP, and the switch capability. Where, when I say switch capability, I'm talking about where when a call comes in, if you're in your office, if you're on your phone, if you're on a can with a string tied to it, they put the call through wherever it is, and the people calling don't know, they don't know where you are. They just know that they're talking to you. Right, Ron?
That's correct.
And it's pretty cool, folks. And now this switch capability has been around a long time. It was analog, you know, the capability was analog, but it was tens of thousands of dollars to have that capability not that long ago. Today, you have access to it in bite-sized units for maybe as little as $10 a month. And that's the beauty. And this is what's exciting to me, Ron, about technology for small business. Years ago, not that long ago, actually, for a small business to compete with a big company was literally impossible because we didn't have the critical mass. We couldn't compete with them with their systems. Today, the systems have been digitized, incrementalized, and democratized. And that makes it where you and I, as a small business, can have powerful capability without spending a lot of money, right?
That's absolutely right. It's essentially a better way to connect with your customers, a more efficient way to keep in touch with your customers, which just means more business.
Absolutely. And speaking of more business now, in the previous segment, we talked about making it convenient for you, making it easy for you, saving you money. But what about how can we use this new capability to reach out and touch our prospects and customers more effectively and serve them better?
Well, I think some of the really special things about a service like this that people often overlook, beyond the forwarding capabilities and the routing capabilities of the calls, are some of the secondary features, things like web conferencing. You know, big companies, big enterprises, they often use a tool like web conferencing for internal meeting,
you know,
meeting with their own employees. But a lot of statistics show that small businesses, in fact, there was a recent study, shows that small businesses actually use tools like web conference to reach out to customers.
Mm-hmm.
And they do things like product demonstrations. They actually communicate with customers.
And are we talking visuals too here, not just audio?
We are, yeah. So, you know, a tool, some of these virtual phone systems like eVoice, you know, you can have an audio conference with up to 94 participants. You know, you can hold a web conference where you're sharing your desktop screen. You know, you're sharing a PowerPoint presentation,
right?
So, with your customers, you can go through a training on your product. You know, if your product is a web-based service, a lot of our small business customers, they're home-based or they work from a small office. You know, the ability to connect with their customers in that way, especially the fact today that everyone's mobile, you could literally have a laptop and be sitting in a hotel room and still connected to your customers,
right,
and servicing them.
And let me tell you, and there's another thing here. There's another very practical thing here. So many times when you're on a conference call with people, the people are in different places. And
absolutely,
either you call into their switchboard or their office and you put on the conference, or they call into you and you put them through your system if you've got, you know, a fixed-based system. But if you're doing it in the cloud and you've got one central number, it's the quality of everyone's voice and the ability for everyone to hear is vastly improved, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Over the first examples I gave.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, this is something you guys have the capability to do the visuals as well. What are some other things that we need to know about this kind of capability in the cloud to help us serve customers?
You know, one of the coolest features that our customers like is the ability to transcribe voicemails. So you mentioned voicemail earlier, and back in the day,
right.
You know, it's just about the voicemail, and mm-hmm. someone would have to actually contact you and tell you what your message was. You know, there was a secretary somewhere
right.
that wrote that down and sent it to you and sat it on your desk or did something. Well, today, because of the technology advancements and the way that communications are transmitted digitally, we actually intercept the call, the voicemail, and it's transcribed automatically within a matter of seconds to text. And then that text message is either delivered to your cell phone
wow.
or to your email account. So imagine you're a real...
See, that's something that I have here in my office, but I have a person who does that. But what you're talking about is something that's automatic.
Yeah, we often talk about these tools that we offer at J2 is really empowering small businesses and small business owners to be more efficient. And a tool like that can really help provide you almost with a virtual staff type concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gives you more resources as a small business to compete with those larger companies.
Right, right. Well, so what are some other things? And by the way, I tell you what, I got to wrap it up, but it's j2.com, right?
Yeah, j2.com.
And they can find out the array of products you got. Folks, look into this. Start with J2. Look around. See if you find, you know, if you find what you want there, or go to somewhere else. Look around. Do some shopping. The main thing that we were trying to get across is this new power that's liberating you and giving you more ability to serve customers. Ron Kincaid, thanks for being here. Come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.